Rents rose by an average of more than 7% in the second quarter of the year compared with the same period in 2023. That's according to the latest report from the property website daft.ie. An examination of homes for rent on the site showed that while the rate of inflation in Dublin has slowed, there were hefty increases in Limerick, Galway and Cork. Ronan Lyons is Associate Professor of Economics at Trinity College Dublin and author of the report. He's been bringing me through the figures.
Yeah, this is really a rental market that's seen increases pretty much across the board, but there have been differences in how fast rents are rising. In Dublin, that's the big exception. Rents are only increasing, they're increasing, but only about 3.5% year on year. These are rents in the open market. But in other parts of the country, we've seen much bigger increases. So in, for example, Connacht, Ulster, on average, double-digit increases, 10, 11, 12%. In Longford, 15%. But the biggest increases in rents over the last 12 months have been in Limerick City, where rents are over 20% higher now than a year ago.
That is a massive increase. What's likely to be behind it?
Really, the reason for this is we have a relatively strong economy. There's jobs being created. There's people coming or coming back here. There's also a demographic change in the population, which is people are getting married later, living longer. All of that creates more demand for rental housing. So the demand side is there, but the supply side is not. With the exception of Dublin, which has seen some new purpose-built rental housing added over the last couple of years, really there has been no new rental homes built in the country over the last 15 years. And we're seeing that a very simple measure. If you go online right now and you see how many homes are there available to rent at any particular point in time across the country, there were only 2,200 homes available to rent on the 1st of August. To put that number in context, in the period 2015 to 2019, when the market was still tight and rents were still going up, there were about twice as many homes available to rent at any particular point in time. So very, very tight, in particular in places like Limerick City. And as a result, rents are getting pulled up.
Let's go back to one of the other standout factors here, and that's the fact that the large rises, they aren't confined to cities.
No, that's right. If we compare now to the late 2010s, in the late 2010s, the big increases in rents were concentrated in and around the big cities. But since COVID, certain sectors have effectively been freed up, or at least partially freed up in terms of where you work and working from home or remote working more generally. And we've seen very big increases in the last 4 years. If we take the example of Roscommon. In Roscommon, in the last 4 years, rents have increased almost 90%. These are rents in the open market have increased almost 90% from about 715 a month to 1350 a month. And in some ways, it's rents in those cheapest markets 3 or 4 years ago have been getting pulled up to more like a national average. And Roscommon is not the only county that has seen those big increases. Donegal, Longford, there are other counties in particular in the northwest that have seen very big increases in rents in the open market since the COVID pandemic.
Ronan Lyons, well, as we heard there, according to those figures on the Daft website, one of the areas that has seen the steepest rise in rent prices is Limerick City. Una Burns is head of advocacy and communications with the Limerick-based approved housing body Novus, and she joins us on the line. Una, is the figure borne out by what you've been seeing in Limerick?
Yeah, absolutely. We are seeing significant rises in families presenting to our intensive family support service here in the city who can't access accommodation in the private rented sector at the moment. Rent increases of over 21%, which amount to about 2,100 per month, are so significant for households right across the economic spectrum, but particularly families who are low income, vulnerable, and families who are on some kind of rent support. It's any of those accommodation units are completely out of their reach. So before, when we would have been working with families to support them to access accommodation, the private rented market, now that's really unsustainable, and we're looking at the social housing provided by the local authority and approved housing bodies like ourselves in the city. But unfortunately, as we know, the supply of that social housing isn't meeting the demand at the moment. So people are spending much longer times in emergency accommodation. And now what we're seeing is we have a pattern of families who are self-accommodating. So while the local authority would have a pool of bedrooms in hotels, that's now fully booked. So families have to self-accommodate and they could be moving from hotel to hotel from week to week. And like with school starting back this week, that's a significant problem for families stuck in emergency accommodation and don't know where they're going to be staying and moving and trying to get kids to school. It's really, really traumatic for those families. And it's that impact of the contraction, the private rent market has very broad ranging consequences.
As you say, the long-term solution to all of this, as we know, is more property. But in the short term, I mean, Limerick is already a rent pressure zone. So what else can be done to help people?
Yeah, so as you say, it's really important that we're reducing reliance on the private rent market to meet our social housing demands. So we need to have a much better functioning and appropriate cost rental sector, social and affordable housing. But that's a medium to long term impact that we need to be looking at over the next decade. For now, particularly look at the time of the year, this report is coming out just before our budget in mid-October. We need to be looking at increasing rent HAP payments and other rent supplement payments so that people that are relying on these type of rent supplements can at least try to access this type of accommodation. Now, this is a temporary solution to the issue, but it will help lower income families to try to access that type of accommodation. We've had some discretionary increases in those HAP payments, but not sufficient really, and nothing on a large scale since 2017. We know that rents have increased significantly during the interim period, so we need to increase those HAP payments.
Una Burns of Novus in Limerick, thank you for talking to us.